Welcome to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Stay tuned for a special bonus episode of this week's podcast. You've heard from the head coach. Now we break down the dogs with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars. Get ready for another hour of tonight's edition of Bulldogs Live. Now here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
A perfect SEC regular season is in the books. A clean sweep of the Orange People is complete. Our dogs are number one in the nation again. And we have three straight games coming up within 65 miles of campus. Hello, Bulldog Nation. We not only survived a track meet in Knoxville, we removed any sense of, quote, being back from the minds of Volunteers fans. Georgia hammered UT 41-17, extending our win streak over Tennessee to five straight at an average score of 41-13 over the past 5 years. Welcome to our show. This week, our top-ranked dogs welcome Charleston Southern to Dooley Field at Sanford Stadium. To get you ready with an hour of Bulldogs talk, our two SEC champions with three rings between them, our elder statesman, he was a member of the original Junkyard Dogs in 1975, an SEC titleist in 1976, and then defensive captain in 1977, and an academic All-American, Junkyard Jeff Lewis.
Great to be here, Hondo. Great to be a Bulldog.
Great to be a Bulldog is right. The youngster on tonight's bill won three SEC East titles with two championships in 2002 and 2005 as a road paver for Musa and Thomas Brown and other Bulldog notables. Josh Brock, great to have you back on the All-Star.
Glad to be back, Hondo.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, after surrendering a couple of early strikes last week, guys, Georgia's otherworldly defense found its footing, shut down Tennessee for most of the final 46 minutes. It's always nice to send 102,000 Orange people to the exits early.
Yes, it is. It's great to beat Tennessee. It's great to beat all of our SEC rivals and some of our non-SEC rivals, too. But we don't want to be premature. What I liked last week was we had a slow start. Tennessee moved the ball up and down. They won the first quarter, but here comes that defense. And the more our defense hit their quarterback, the more his balls were sailing up in the stands and everywhere except where the receivers were.
Yeah, you know, and it's always fun, too, when that stadium just gets silent. It's very loud, but once you start getting up there and getting the points on them and spreading that lead out on them, they get very, very quiet. But, you know, again, Jeff, you talked about it. I called the defense the boa constrictor, right? So they allowed some yardage. They bent a little bit in the first quarter. They found some adjustments and then really keyed in on the quarterback and what he was trying to do. And then, man, it was lights out from then on.
Yeah, it's just adjusting to the speed of that offense. I don't know that I've ever done a game where an offense went that fast.
Yeah, well,
that offense was pretty darn fast.
And we can't dub this the flu game, or can we?
Well, because all of our guys
had
the flu.
Kind of piggybacking off of Michael Jordan's flu game in the 96 right. finals, right? This was Georgia's flu game. Mm-hmm. I mean, you didn't really know which group. By the end of the game, Jeff, you could tell which unit was hit hardest with the flu. And that defensive front, just it looked like every one of them were dog tired at the end of the game.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the night before, I had spent with some people who will remain nameless who had told me what to expect with all the flu. So at least it didn't come to a surprise to us in the booth.
What about Tennessee? Was there anything about their guys having the flu, or this was just us?
It was us.
We were just in Athens.
It ran through us pretty good. We had about eight guys who played with the flu, and you know some of them came out. We saw Jalen Carter come out. We saw Warren Erickson come out, and not return to the game.
I like the adversity though that we faced. Not only with that, but also too. You pointed it out, Jeff, losing the first quarter. Nealon gets rocking at that point in time because their confidence is back for their fans at that point. And Hondo, I know you obviously were there, so I'm pretty sure Nealon was just feeling like it was ready to fall into the Tennessee River because it was so loud.
I'm playing that darn song over and over and over. I only got half the word out there, censors. They played that song over and over and over in the first quarter, and then it remarkably disappeared for quite some time.
I like the way we came back and played, though, after that. We began to kind of take control of the football game, shuffled around the offensive line, and it cannot be said enough tonight. Moving around, moving Justin Schaefer to another side, bringing guys in to replace Warren Erickson, who was sick, and then all of a sudden you've got five guys who really haven't played next to one another, right? They haven't. And so when you bring in Xavier Trust and then you move Schaefer to the left side and then you have him and I'm going to lose his
Roderick
name.
Jones.
Roderick Jones playing next to one another for the very first time, that's not the environment you want that situation to take place. And those guys, it took them about three series to get used to it. But, man, once they did, here came the bulldozers, man, and it was awesome.
Oh, it was terrific. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Then we'll come back with your calls. The number, 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S. Our producer-engineer tonight, Gus Wedekamp, is on the board. We have Josh Brock, Junkyard Jeff Lewis, your old buddy Hondo here on the radio, Charleston Southern coming to town on Saturday. Our broadcast starts at 8 o'clock. We'll kick off at noon, but we're coming back with more of the All-Stars after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
You can't win a game without the right strategy. The same goes for business and cybersecurity. At ReliaQuest, security is a team sport. ReliaQuest combines open XDR technology with security expertise to protect the world's largest companies against threats from ransomware to sophisticated cyber attacks. ReliaQuest is the force multiplier for security operations to reduce complexity, increase visibility, and decrease risks. Learn more at ReliaQuest.com. ReliaQuest, make security possible.
Cleanwell Cleaning Services has teamed up with UGA Athletics as an official partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Cleanwell Services is the best solution for the Bulldogs and for your business. Office buildings, restaurants, and event cleaning is what Cleanwell does best. Let our pros focus on your cleaning needs, ensuring your business is clean, safe, and comfortable. Cleanwell is proudly owned and operated by UGA alumni. Learn more at cleanwellsafe.com. That's cleanwellsafe.com. Remember, it's not clean unless it's Cleanwell Clean.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Sometimes we forget how easy it is to save energy at home. So Georgia Power is here with a little reminder, because it's often as simple as a twist to switch to LED bulbs, or as easy as a lift to move furniture away from air vents. It could be the flip of a switch to turn off the lights in an empty room. One way or another, these small changes can make a big difference, helping you save energy for the bigger things in life. Visit georgiapower.com/energy efficiency for tips and programs to help save energy and money.
If you want to earn the highest wages and best benefits in the construction industry, go to GeorgiaConstructionCareers.com. I'm Randy Bill, Business Manager of the Atlanta and North Georgia Building Trades. We have immediate openings for journey-level workers, as well as helpers and apprentices. Our tuition-free, earn-while-you-learn apprenticeship programs offer the best training in construction, giving you the skills that will pay your bills. Learn more today at GeorgiaConstructionCareers.com. Transform your future today.
Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DAWGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
And I see we have two lines open. We'll get to the phones in just a sec. Just got to tell you, Junkyard Jeff and Josh and I are in here just loving the fact that that fourth quarter at Neyland Stadium, there were like zero orange people left. It was all red and black in that big old erector set they call a stadium. It was fantastic, just luxuriating in our red and blackness.
Well, what happened to the orange fans?
They went home. They went home early, just like the Clemson fans did and the Auburn fans did and the
That's
Florida
three orange
fans
schools
did.
So far.
That's four. I got in.
Okay,
you got Auburn too. When's the last time Georgia beat all four orange opponents, rivals, in the same year?
I don't think it has happened, has it?
1980.
80?
Yeah. 1980. Yeah. How's that Herschel's first game?
Buck DeLenzie.
That's right.
A lot of miracles in
my God, a freshman.
My God, a freshman is right. I have that ticket stub on my phone if you ever want to see a picture of it. All right, here we go. Back to the phones, or first caller of the night, actually, and it's Buckhead Bulldog. Hello, you're on the air with Junkyard Jeff and Josh Brock.
There we go.
Bulldog?
Because it will come in each time. Chill out.
Buckhead Bulldog.
The only one you found.
Buckhead. Hello.
Buckhead Bulldog.
Not coming through. It'll come through in a second.
All right. All right. Let's go to the next call. Let's cut that one off and go to the next call. And our next caller is Joey in Sylvester. Hello, Joey.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Doing great, Joey. How are you?
I got a quick question. A couple of questions. Number one, you know, we have Charleston Southern this week. And you look at next year's schedule, we have Stanford and Kent State. I know these games are scheduled, you know, well in advance. You know, are these type of games important for the Bulldogs to get younger guys on the field? And, you know, how do you see that changing in the future? And then I know we don't have Dog Talk next week, but just kind of moving to Georgia Tech, I've always had this question. With them moving away from the triple option and going to more of a spread offense, you know, in the past with them running the triple option and their blocking scheme, you would see some of Georgia's defenders getting hurt. You know, so is that a bonus for us moving their offensive scheme away from the triple option as we move into the postseason? And that's all I got, guys. And go Dogs. Love the Tennessee win, and I hope we keep it rolling. Have a good night.
All right, Joey, thank you. I'm going to take the first one, and that's the schedule. We're opening the season against a team that's ranked number 3 in the nation right now, Oregon, next year. I don't care about Kent State and Samford, okay? We're going to play Georgia Tech, Oregon, and 8 teams in the SEC. That means we're going to face at least 5 there. Let me pull out a stat for you real quick, okay? Right now, this year, of course, I left it. Georgia is the only team in the nation with 5 wins versus teams with a winning record. Well, I think we're the only team in the nation that has beaten 4 teams that were ranked in the top 25 at the time we played them. Next year, we're adding Oregon to the schedule. No apologies necessary for that schedule. The other 2 games, they're fine. They're paydays for the people who are coming in. It's probably all going to change when the conference expands. And you know, I'm not even going there with our schedule.
They're philanthropic endeavors, Hondo. Let's just put it at that point. You know, givers gain, man. You got to have to give some away. So give some of the riches away. You're right. It's a payday for the schools that we come and play.
Yeah.
But, Jeff, it is a good thing that we play those games, because how intense can you be playing a team that you know you're better than? You think you're better than everybody you play every single week. That's why you have a championship caliber football team. Yeah. But this Saturday, it's easy to get up for 102,000 people inside of Neyland Stadium playing Tennessee on the road. It's hard to get up at noon for a game against Charleston Southern.
Well, Joey, I was listening to Kirby's show on the way down, and he was talking about why play games like this. He said it's great for the kids on the other team to come in and get to play in front of a crowd like ours, of course. And it does give us a chance to get some of our younger players in and get them some action. And shall we talk about the triple option now?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
The triple option takes defenses by surprise, and it takes them a couple of years to catch up with it. When I was playing, everybody was running the wishbone option. A couple of years, the defense catches up with it. The defense is caught up with Paul Johnson's triple option at Tech, and the Tech people decided they wanted to move in another direction with their head coach. So they bring in the new guy, and he's running more of a spread offense. It's easier for us to defend that because we're seeing that kind of offense week in and week out. Triple option or whatever Johnson called it, multiple option. We only saw that once a year, maybe twice. So it's good for us. It's up to them to decide what kind of offense they want to run. And, of course, bring in the talent and see if they can run it well.
Yeah, and also, too, one of the main questions was this: the blocking schemes that really change the injury conversation. And I think that's where the caller, Joey, wanted to really kind of talk about. And to me, honestly, you're one play away from never playing the game ever again.
You mean the cut blocks?
Oh, yeah. Every single snap, you're one play away from never playing again. And so to me, it's kind of one of those things where whether you're playing triple option, whether you're doing the wishbone, whether you're running the spread, whether you're running pro style, take your pick. dirty players are dirty players. Sometimes they're going to make some blocks like that, but sometimes things you just get hurt. So I don't think it's one of those things where we go, oh, well, we're not going to get hurt that week. I don't think we look at it that way, but it is nice that we don't have linemen just dive bombing defensive linemen legs and our linebackers'
that's
right. legs.
And that's one important aspect, injuries with regard to the triple option. The other one is what the offense has got to think about, and that is when you run the option, you turn your quarterback into a running back. So if he doesn't pitch the ball or hand it off, he's going to get hit. He's going to get hit and hit and hit and hit. Tech was bringing in good athletes and putting them at quarterback, but it's hard to recruit a top-notch quarterback out of high school who can throw the ball if he's going to have to run the option. Mm-hmm. They don't want to run the option. They would rather throw the ball to somebody else or hand it to somebody else and let that guy get tackled.
Yeah. I wanted to make one more point on that, and I forget what it was. It was something you were saying, Josh, but that's okay. I did want to tell you that I saw Max Cheen a couple of weeks ago, so it was nice to catch up
Max
with him.
Max Hua.
I had not seen Max Gene Gillis in a while, and I saw Paul Etheridge, who played tight end for us tonight. Played tight end for us 1988 through 92, I guess, and Paul's a great guy. He's the offensive coordinator over at Marist High School.
Marist alum. His dad's a very famous judge.
He is.
That's true.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, good. Well, very good. Great to see Paul and his head coach, Alan Chadwick. I saw him tonight as well, and Alan going into the Hall of Fame, the Georgia Sports Hall of Fame, Coach Chadwick, in February, along with our own Eric Zyers.
Well deserved.
All very exciting. It is indeed. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, then come back with more of your calls. Let's see. We've got somebody on the line. Daryl's down in Columbus. That means we have a couple of other lines open as well. So give us a call. It's 888-813-2947, Bulldog Sports Network.
Georgia drivers take pride in their cars because your car is important to you. It gets you back and forth every day, helping you connect with family and friends, getting you to work, to the store, and the football game. Protect the vehicle that protects you with dependable coverage from an insurance company that's known for keeping its promises. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance, right here in your community. Learn more at gfbinsurance.com.
There's nothing like cheering on the dogs with 92,746 friends. And if we keep staying safe, we'll get back there soon. I'm Michael Burnett, CEO of Piedmont Athens Regional. We're proud to serve our community through the pandemic, and we're grateful for your help. The past year has been tough, but there's hope around the corner. Classic Georgia game days can be in our future. Protect each other and get vaccinated as soon as you're able to. Help Piedmont keep carrying on. And go Dawgs.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hey, Bulldog fans, Coach Smart here. My friends at Georgia United Credit Union now offer Georgia Bulldogs Visa debit cards. Now you can show your team pride everywhere you go and spend. Pick your favorite design and score yours today. Georgia United makes banking easy, friendly, and smart for busy members like myself. It's the smart choice. Visit at gucu.org/go dogs for important account information. Insured by NCUA, Georgia United, the official credit union of Georgia Athletics.
The Hilltop Grill opened the night David Green hit Michael Johnson at Auburn, sending the Dogs to the SEC title. In the years since, Hilltop has become an Athens favorite, featuring premium steak and seafood. Locally owned, the Hilltop gives you the finest in food without the hassle of downtown. With an open and covered patio, reservations available for all occasions, private parties, and a sensational Sunday brunch, hunker down and head to the Hilltop at 2310 West Broad. Call 706-353-7667. That's 706-353-7667.
Now's your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
Josh Frock, Junkyard Jeff Lewis, and your calls in here talking about our next two games, both at home. We'll play in Sanford Stadium day after tomorrow, and then we'll play in the Western Satellite Office of Sanford Stadium 2 days after Thanksgiving.
You don't mean Grant Field.
Yeah, historic Grant Field. I always call it the Western Satellite Office because we're going to have more fans there.
University of Georgia at Midtown.
In Midtown. That's exactly what it is. Thank you very much. All right, Buckhead Bulldog. Apparently, I'm told he got his telephone problems remedied. So we'll go to the phones. And Buckhead, are you there, pal?
Well, Hondo, the Georgia Tech engineers got me and wiped me out. But I'm hopeful that we'll be able to play a good game and nobody will get hurt. And then we can go to our Western campus, and, yes, we will have more than they do. My big problem is I need help. I need a bank loan to afford the SEC tickets. After 60 years of supporting, we don't have enough points anymore, and we're on the outside looking in. So somebody's got some tickets they can sell me for a reasonable price. Hondo, help me out, because we're going to beat Alabama, and I want to be there when we beat Alabama.
Oh, yeah, Buckhead Bulldog. Well, if somebody reaches out to me sometime and says they have that, what's the cap on that price, pal? Oh, we lost him. Well, he's Buckhead. Listening, and he can call me on his own and tell me what the cap is, because I'm not going to get into a negotiation.
Well, maybe he can try the pizza delivery trick. You know, he dresses up like a pizza guy and comes up to the gate and says, I'm delivering a pizza to Kirby Smart. And let him in.
I'm sure
that would work.
Jeff Van Note and I, when we did Falcons games together, you know, we as you guys know, we show up at the stadium long before the team does, the broadcasters.
And you get hungry.
Well, no, we get there so early, and Van Note used to say, you know, Hondo, you can get into any game in any stadium in America if you get there early enough. Because we would
nobody pays attention.
Well, we would show up and supplies.
Yeah,
and
we'd be walking in with the Iceman. And nobody's asking us for a pass or just why. Mm-hmm. This was pre-9/11. But even now, I mean, you'd be walking with a guy delivering ice at 8 o'clock in the morning.
The
or
people
6 o'clock
at Tech might welcome you in. Yeah, fill up a seat in the stadium.
Oh yeah, well the story about their fan who was so disgusted he left two tickets for the game on his windshield at Lenox Square. Went and went shopping. When he came out, there were four.
Yeah, I heard that.
Back to the phones.
Oh, brutal.
Back to the phones.
We better win that game after all this. After all this trash talk, we better win that game.
Yeah, we better win that game.
Tell Kirby. Kirby, you got to win the game now.
Okay. Daryl's in Columbus. Hey, Daryl, how are you?
Hey, fellas. Now, you know, I never played for the University of Georgia. I know you guys did, but I would like to think, okay, that a player, that would have to be one of the greatest moments in your life, okay? And as a player, I would like to think you would savor every moment in every game, because the seasons and the games go by really fast. And before you know it, it's all over. And once it's over, it's over. And you shouldn't have a hard time getting up for any team, regardless of who it is, because that's what championship-caliber programs do. It doesn't matter who we play. I mean, you know, you get up for everyone. Hey, the icing on the cake for the Tennessee game was Peyton Manning asking Kirby to recruit his son. I thought that was just absolutely just phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, and Kirby said that. Hey, let me – I want to – say something about this football program that I really liked a lot since Kirby has become the head coach. And that is, if you don't practice, you don't play, okay? And if you get hurt, it's next man up. And if that next man up performs, when you start back practicing, you go to the back of the bus and you have to work your way back to the front. And I just think that's right there is what builds championship programs. And when you get your kids to buy into that, you're going to have a lot of success. Now, I got two quick questions. Number one, is this the last night for Dog Talk? And number two, I noticed our defensive linemen raised up sometimes, you know, and draw the offense off, you know, offline, make a move or whatever. Well, I know we've been doing that lately. But I was just curious as to why, because not only does it look really cool, it seems like it can be really effective. And other than that, man, hey, fifth-year seniors, okay, COVID, these fall schools, all these fifth-year seniors coming back, you got to bring it, man, regardless of who you're playing. We got to bring it. Go Dogs.
All right, Daryl, thanks so much. Thank you very much. Okay, to the second question first. We didn't employ that until the third quarter last year. Last week. I had an eye out for it. And against that Tennessee go-go-go offense, you're not going to have guys shifting like that. They're getting to the line, and they're running a play. They're not calling a play. They're running a play, right? So you can't be in the middle of shifting. You're just trying to figure out where everybody's running around. So that's the first thing. And we've been doing it all season otherwise. What was his first question?
About youth.
about.
Don't you treasure every moment out there in the field? And I'll comment on that because I'm the oldest guy in the room.
Yeah.
Daryl, you're absolutely right. You want to say to these kids, hey, you don't realize what you've got. But every young kid is like that. You don't really realize what you had until you're older. And you look back and you think, why didn't I enjoy that more? It's great for these kids, though, all these seniors and juniors who may be seniors and maybe juniors, to have a senior day this year. You know, we didn't have it last year. We're having it this year. They're going to bring the kids out there with their families. It's going to be a big special deal, and that's really wonderful. And I think they will. I think Kirby will do as much as he could as the older guy in the room to make sure they savor every moment of that last game.
Yeah, to me, you know, you just don't – you said it perfectly, Jeff. Young kids, we don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. If we had perspective at that age –
that makes you old.
It does make you old. So, no, you don't think about those things. But I look back on it now with great perspective. I mean, honestly, and Jeff, I know we do too in Hondo. We sit here and reminisce for hours and hours and hours and hours about different experiences that we have. But, yeah, to me, you know, I would say that it's great going into – to Bobby Dodd Stadium and shutting up an opposing crowd and making them be quiet, but I've never played there when it was that way. It's always been
predominantly
Georgia fans.
Georgia has lost at Bobby Dodd Field before. I was there.
I was there on the Miracle of North Avenue. That was not a fumble by Jasper Sanks, and I'll still say that some 22 years later. So, I mean, it's just not going to happen.
We've lost there once in 30 years.
And that was 99.
That was 99.
We do pretty well. Mm-hmm.
Yep, we've done
one more thing
well.
about yes, the defensive line shift, Daryl. You don't want to use it every game. You want the other team wondering where they're going to use it. But when they do use it, it's so effective. All three of those monstrous defensive linemen suddenly jump one hole to the right or one hole to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And those five guys in the offensive line are thinking, oh, my God, here they come. And so one of them will jump, and you get a cheap 5 yards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Okay, Joni Mitchell, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone?
They pave paradise.
And put up a parking lot. We'll be back with Josh Brock and Junkyard Jeff Lewis
musical
and
interlude.
Your calls. What? I'm sorry?
A musical interlude.
Musical interlude. These words on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Healing and protecting your heart isn't a one-person job. It takes a team. At Northside Hospital Heart Institute, we've brought together 75 leading physicians with the expertise to treat any cardiovascular condition. Whether you need a checkup to get your blood pressure under control or face a serious heart surgery, we're here to give you the utmost confidence in your care. Now at over 50 locations across Georgia, Northside Hospital Heart Institute, excellence at heart.
Cleanwell Cleaning Services has teamed up with UGA Athletics as an official partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Cleanwell Services is the best solution for the Bulldogs and for your business. Office buildings, restaurants, and event cleaning is what Cleanwell does best. Let our pros focus on your cleaning needs, ensuring your business is clean, safe, and comfortable. Cleanwell is proudly owned and operated by UGA alumni. Learn more at cleanwellsafe.com. That's cleanwellsafe.com. Remember, it's not clean unless it's Cleanwell Clean.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
At Georgia Power, we're investing in infrastructure to ensure a more resilient power grid, creating a balanced mix of hydro, solar, and nuclear energy, all while installing high-speed EV charging stations across the state and keeping your bill well below the national average. Because we know that the carbon-free energy Georgia needs to prosper tomorrow will come from the tireless energy we put in our communities today. Georgia Power, powering tomorrow, today.
You know what's fun about the holidays? Yep, it's shopping. Well, the Georgia Lottery and Fantasy Five are about to up the fun with a chance to win a $5,000 shopping spree. Every week in November, five winners will win $5,000 to go shopping. Just enter your non-winning Fantasy Five ticket at fantasy5giveaway.com. And who knows, you could win $5,000 to buy whatever you want. It all happens in November. So play Fantasy Five from the Georgia Lottery. Play responsibly.
To talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947.
Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
Hey, Daryl, our producer, Gus Wedekamp, was paying more attention to your first question than I was. You know, he had a lot of points there, and we were trying to touch on as many as we could. But no, there is no Dog Talker All-Stars next week. We will have it the following week, okay? So we will have it at December 2nd. Thank you, December 2nd. And then we're working on at least one more football talk show before the first bowl game. So, and hopefully two. So hopefully you'll have a lot more of Coach Smart and of our talk shows as well with our All-Stars. So thank you for that. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going back to the phone, and Adam's in Eatonton. Adam, how are you? You're on? Or Matthew, sorry, Matthew's in Eatonton. Matthew is on with Junkyard Jeff and Josh.
Good evening, fellas. How y'all doing this evening?
Doing great, Matthew.
All right. Now, I'm sure Malcolm Mitchell would agree with me that we kind of need to lay off Tennessee and the Volunteers and their program, but is the tire fire still burning in Knoxville? Because they might be leading the SEC in coaching changes over the next past 20 years, either them or Arkansas, because it seems like they're always introducing their next ex-head football coach.
Yeah, since 2008.
Usually after the holiday season.
Since 2008,
anyway,
including interim coach.
Georgia Tech game, I'll tell you why. Because they're sure going to come in here or see us fired up coming off that big win up there at South Bend against the Fighting Irish. Is there anything we can do? Surely they can do better.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right.
Hondo.
Thank you so much, Matthew, for that call. And, yeah, nothing in particular. But to the point on – well, first of all, 8 head coaches since 2008. 2 of them were interim.
At Tennessee.
6 full-time head coaches.
Are you counting the 2-week stint of Kevin Steele? It might be 9.
I'm counting. I've got a couple of very short ones in there, and I can't remember. I could tell you all the full-time guys. I forget the 2 part-times. And then the other thing is, yeah, up in Tennessee, they've been living on the Von Gossel. Right?
The Von Gossel, the Street of Dreams.
The Street of Dreams, the Street of Illusions, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is where they have been living. And
since 1998?
Yeah, since 1998, and certainly this year because they played Alabama close for 3 quarters before losing by 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, and no, there's not a tire fire going on in Tennessee, right? I think Josh Heupel might do a good job of getting that program turned around. I mean, they play an exciting brand of football. But we've gone too long and not talked about James Cook's day in Knoxville.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, holy smokes, 13 touches, you know, 150-plus yards, 3 touchdowns.
Had. Yeah.
That's the James Cook that we've just pined for so many years. And then when you see it happen, it's like, that's the guy. We need that every week or some semblance of that every single week.
He was doing it all. He was running the ball, catching the ball, and he has great long hair. I think he has the longest hair on the team, and as a veteran of the 70s, I admire long hair in football players.
Well, and there were a couple of times, too, in some pass protection situations where he made some key blocks to keep Stetson Bennett alive in the pocket to make some throws downfield, too.
And that is a trooper, a running back who will go and block for somebody else.
Yeah.
A lot of them won't do it.
He
yeah.
showed all the skills last week.
Yeah.
You know who else did too?
You tell me.
Channing Tindall.
Oh, yeah. He had a great
SEC
game.
Defensive Player of the Week. I mean, just absolutely shot out of a missile, running sideline to sideline from the middle linebacker spot. I mean, those four guys. Jeff, I don't want to know how many miles they ran during that football game, as fast-paced as the game was and as perimeter-driven as the game was.
Yeah,
well, and they trained for it, too. I mean, Kirby talked about running a hurry-up scout offense to get our defense ready for that, but – you can't really do it. You can't duplicate Tennessee in practice. But you saw over time, we started catching up with them. They started slowing down. We took control of the game.
As Lauren Smith pointed out, Kirby was running that in different practices all season long, mm-hmm. much like he did with the triple option. Mm-hmm. You spoke of Coach Jammies over at Tech, the now retired Coach Jammies, and you know,
Mr. Sunshine.
Once he figured out that Kirby had figured it out, he was done. He knew he was never going to be Georgia again because he had beaten us like 2 times up there or something and thought he was the king of Sanford Stadium. But once he figured out, the Kirby had figured it out after 2018, it was like, nah.
Yeah, and from the offensive side for Tennessee, you know, they wanted success on first down. Of course, every team offensively does, but defensively, to slow down that pace that they had, if you won first down, that always put the opposing team behind the shoes. I mean, it really did. And so when we were able to stop Tennessee on first down and not really allow them to get more than 4 yards on that particular play, that's our best defensive series that we had in those games, is when we didn't allow them to get a big chunk on first down.
That's right.
All right. Very good. We have Josh Brock. We have Junkyard Jeff Lewis. We have lines open waiting for calls, people. 888-813-2947. That's 888-81-DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, Yankee. We'll be back after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
Georgia fans, college football is back, so grab your friends and a cold, refreshing Dos Equis lager and make the most of game day. Dos Equis is the one to score for your tailgate, at the bar, or even watching with your friend who went to that other school. So buy a cold, crisp Dos Equis and go Dogs. Dos Equis, proud partner of Georgia Athletics. Get a dose. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Copyright 2021, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
You can't win a game without the right strategy. The same goes for business and cybersecurity. At ReliaQuest, security is a team sport. ReliaQuest combines open XDR technology with security expertise to protect the world's largest companies against threats from ransomware to sophisticated cyber attacks. ReliaQuest is the force multiplier for security operations to reduce complexity, increase visibility, and decrease risks. Learn more at ReliaQuest.com. ReliaQuest, makes security possible.
You're listening to Bulldogs Live. We'll be right back after a word from your local stations. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
Hosting a watch party or tailgate for the big game? O'Charley's can help with a meal when you order online for delivery, curbside, or to go. Enjoy our delicious variety of party platters, perfect for when you need to feed a group and don't feel like cooking. Choose from our famous chicken tenders, baby back ribs, dips, and salads, all of which come with our unsliceably soft rolls. Just order online at O'Charley's.com for delivery or pick up your food curbside or to go.
O'Charley's!
Water is the lifeblood of our planet. But man, the destruction that standing water can do to your house. Neil Honda Williamson for Engineered Solutions of Georgia. ESOG provides interior basement waterproofing services, installing sump pumps, drains, and other basement waterproofing systems that'll get you all sealed up and end your wet basement problems. Engineered Solutions of Georgia, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
9678 ESOG now.
Your chance to talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
Georgia outscoring opponents 323-36 through three quarters this year.
That's about 10-1, isn't it?
That's about 10-1. You're pretty good with that math there, fella. I think it's 9-1, actually. But
I took calculus.
Very good. Okay, so something else we haven't spoken of yet. You spoke of James Cook earlier and how we had neglected Stetson Bennett.
Yeah, great day.
Man, great game.
What a day with his feet. Terrific through the air. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not Peyton Manning, but terrific through the air. But with his feet, the zigging and the zagging and the deceptive speed.
He turns a busted play into, what, a 15-yard touchdown run?
Yeah.
Untouched.
Yeah, well, and that too, and extends some plays with his ability to move around in the pocket a little bit, gains a couple of crucial third downs in the middle of the game when we really took control there. You know, to me, the thing that no one likes to talk about with Stetson, and I think the TV broadcaster said the same thing. We all hear about what Stetson Bennett isn't.
Yeah.
But to me, the kid's composure – is second to none. I mean, never looks rattled.
Scott Howard made that point the other day. I called JT Daniels a gunslinger, And he said, I wouldn't call him a gunslinger. I'd call Stetson the gunslinger. Stetson's the one who's more of the going to slide out and give it a shot and chuck it and try it and run it and duck it. And I said, okay, you know, I think that's good. But that's kind of to your point.
Yeah, no, I mean, to me, the guy's his composure just in every situation. Last year at Alabama, the way he's played this year, the way he's constantly talked about, when's JT coming back? When's JT coming back? When's JT coming back? You know that creeps into your ears. And he's just dealt with all of it as well as anybody could expect, Jeff.
Once you've conquered Sartor Sardis, you have nothing to fear.
Yes, that's right. You know, if you're a Carlisle scholar and you've worked it hard. Mm-hmm. So very good. So, yeah, Stetson, and you were talking about that. You were talking about on that one key drive. We were down 17 to 10, down 17 to 10 and marching down the field. No, leading 17 to 10, sorry, marching down the field. And went James Cook for three carries for 20 yards. And then we threw eight consecutive passes. And that's the one where four of them went to A.D. Mitchell. We were like two to A.D. Mitchell and then an incomplete. And then two more to A.D. Mitchell. And there was a penalty in there somewhere, too. But on one of those passes to A.D. Mitchell, I think it was the third one, the Dogs were second and 20. And Stetson, the incomplete was the one where he shoved it left-handed for the incomplete to avoid the sack.
Yeah.
That was
there's your gunslinger.
Play. There's your gunslinger.
Yeah.
who threw it at somebody's feet with his left hand to get the incomplete rather than the sack. Then we took the 10-yard penalty, if memory serves correct. And then Stetson on the run. Zig here, zag there. He's running like he's going to run for 10 or 12 yards. And at the last second, inches before crossing the line of scrimmage, he delivered a 15-yard strike to A.D. Mitchell.
Yeah, and then a couple of plays later, hits James Cook in the end zone for a two-touchdown lead going into halftime, and that was the backbreaker. Yeah.
That was the backbreaker. That was the one for sure.
And when he takes off to run with the ball, he doesn't run the ball like a quarterback. He runs the ball like a running back.
Yeah.
That's the confidence he's got. He's going to get the yards. Now, he's going to slide so he doesn't get hit, and that's a smart thing for a quarterback to do. But he doesn't look like a quarterback running the ball. He looks like a running back or maybe a wide receiver.
Yeah, I saw a cute quote from him where he said, yeah, you know, my dad used to say to me, Stetson, you're pretty fast, man. You got to run with the ball.
Yeah. And
do we know what his 40 time is? Do we know?
No.
Just fast enough.
Just fast enough. Well, you played
faster than the guy chasing me.
Yeah.
You played with a quarterback who Coach Dooley described as having deceptive speed.
You mean Ray?
I mean Ray.
Ray Goff. But Ray was deceptive speed. But Ray was about 220 pounds too.
He was a tank.
He was built like a tight end.
Yeah. He was run
over some people.
But he had deceptive speed. He was a big man, and he would take off, and, you know,
there he goes.
Linebackers are suddenly like, wait a minute, how's that big guy running past me? Yeah, those were some good times indeed. They were fun times. Okay, so we talked about Stetson. There were a couple of other things on my list. Oh, our offensive line.
Yeah.
We were down three starters there. Tate Ratledge started our first game. Mm-hmm. He's been gone since about the second play. Then we lost Jamari Salyer for at least the past two or three weeks. Then Warren Erickson went down. You were talking about shifting people around, Josh, and we road-paved those guys. We had 97 rushing yards on 12 carries in the fourth quarter, not unlike other games this year when they knew we were going to run it, and we just shoved it down their throats.
It took a minute, though.
It took a minute.
And you understand that because you moved Justin Schaefer from the right side to the left side, and him and Broderick Jones, they've never played next to one another in a game, live fire. They've probably practiced together. But, Jeff, you and I know that when you throw those live bullets out there in Neyland Stadium, that's a totally different atmosphere than Tuesday afternoon practice in Athens. SVP, the center, the stalwart, he had a heck of a football game. I mean, just a couple of huge blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, you bring in Xavier Truss, which made it really hard to keep him out of the starting lineup. Jeff, I think one of our callers' points earlier is about, you know, next man up.
Mm-hmm.
Xavier played a really good game in substitution of Warren Erickson when Warren went down. And then, of course, you know, you just have guys mix in and out of there, and it didn't look good for a couple of series, but once they figured it out, got their communication keys down, and then they got back in tune with the snap count and getting off the ball quickly, it just turned into an absolute mash up front. And that five, that was a really good five.
That was a really good
five. It was a different five than we've seen all season, but that was a really good five out there playing.
The offensive line is much more team-oriented than the defense is. The
defense,
you line up across the line and you do your thing, and you hope the other teammates get there with you to help make the tackle. But, yeah, they really do need to work together to get in sync with each other.
Yeah, and the communication in environments like that's all nonverbal, right? So it's all nonverbal because you can scream a foot away from the next person standing next to you, and I can't hear you. I mean, that's how loud it is. And that
they
type
mic
of
their band there.
Yeah.
I mean,
they mic their band and they play music on their speakers. I mean, they just – everybody does it too. So it's not like it's Tennessee cheating. But we mic our band? I would imagine we'd probably play up to the, you know, the split second that we really can't.
But I mean they put a mic on it, so it's coming through the speakers.
Oh, now that I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's in that environment, everything's nonverbal. And so if you're not used to doing that – next to the person and you're having to do it in a split second recognition and understanding where to go, that's really, really hard to do on the fly. Those guys did an excellent job. Great credit too to Matt Luke. That we talked about this at the beginning of the season, how there's about 9 guys on that offensive line rotation, and we didn't think we would need all 9, but at this point in time coming through the Tennessee game, we've needed every single man of that 9, and it shows.
We sure have. All right, Josh Brock, Junkyard Jeff, more of your calls after this on the Bulldog Sports Network.
The smell of the grass, the sun on your face, the roar of Dog Nation at Sanford Stadium. That's what Georgia Game Day is about. And if we keep taking care and staying safe, we'll get back there. I'm Michael Burnett, CEO of Piedmont Athens Regional. We're grateful for our community support, and we're committed to helping end the pandemic. Let's get everyone back to classic game days in Athens. Protect each other and get vaccinated as soon as you're able to. Help Piedmont keep carrying on. And go Dogs!
This is head coach Kirby Smart. It's my job to coach the fundamentals of football and prepare my guys for the future. Well, my friends at Southeast Mortgage are preparing you for your future by becoming a homeowner. Every Bulldog deserves a home. If you're in the market to purchase or refinance, I trust Southeast Mortgage to provide the best experience and get it done. Visit southeastmortgage.com/UGA to get pre-approved for your home loan today. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Southeast Mortgage of Georgia Incorporated, NMLS, number 103956. Georgia Residential Mortgage License number 6578.
Don't go anywhere. Bulldogs Live will be right back after a word from your local station. This is the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network.
I'm John Addison, a lifetime Bulldog fan, Georgia graduate, and the chairman of distribution for Primerica, the largest independent financial services marketing company in North America. Primerica is a Main Street company for Main Street families. We help people from all walks of life achieve their goals and dreams by offering common sense financial solutions to today's challenges. As a Georgia-based company, Primerica is proud to continue to sponsor Georgia football. Go Dawgs!
Georgia fans, college football is back, so grab your friends and a cold, refreshing Dos Equis lager and make the most of game day. Dos Equis is the one to score for your tailgate, at the bar, or even watching with your friend who went to that other school. So buy a cold, crisp Dos Equis and go Dawgs. Dos Equis, proud partner of Georgia Athletics. Get a dose. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Copyright 2021, imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York.
To talk live with Hondo and the Bulldog All-Stars on Bulldogs Live. Reach the crew at 1-888-81-DOGS. That's 1-888-813-2947. Once again, here's your host, Neil Hondo Williamson.
The PGA Tour season is now underway, and UGA will once again boast more alumni on tour than any other university. Bulldog Nation can now join these proud alums in having a vested interest in their success via the Dogs on Tour Birdie Challenge. Participants can pledge a fixed amount of money for each birdie made by any number of our 11 Dogs on Tour for any desired amount of time throughout the season. Demonstrate your passion and support of UGA by joining the Dogs on Tour Birdie Challenge today by visiting thegeorgiabulldogclub.com. Go Dogs!
Be sure to follow Georgia Bulldogs All Access on social media by searching at @UGA_GBSM. Georgia Bulldog Sports Marketing provides your inside connection to UGA Athletics with exclusive updates and behind-the-scenes content, including the Kirby Smart All Access TV show. Follow at @UGA_GBSM.
Dog Nation, for all your information needs, be sure to log on to GeorgiaDogs.com. From tracking event results to exclusive behind-the-scenes coverage, GeorgiaDogs.com has you covered. Also, be sure to check out the G-Shop for exclusive releases of Nike Game Day official apparel, just like the coaches wear. Visit GeorgiaDogs.com and the G-Shop today. Well, if you can't tell at home, Uncle Hondo had his reader's list under another piece of paper. We had to get him out of the way to make sure we took care of everybody. Whoops. And whoops on that one. Usually don't do that. We have time for one more caller. Phil is in Conyers. Hey, Phil, you got about 30 seconds here. How are you?
Okay, I'll make this quick. I know that, you know, the dogs are doing really good, and we all have our traditions and all our, you know, everything that goes along with it. But I just want to make a comment, you know, to you, Hondo, and also to Scott Howard, Larry Muntz, and everybody involved in the broadcasting, because you guys really make the games come to life for us. And you are as big a part of the tradition of the University of Georgia as anything else that we see or do. And you're a big reason why I support the red and black. So love you guys. Go Dawgs.
Wow, Phil, I am touched. That's my cousin, Phil, Alan Conyers, by the way.
I thought it was your agent.
Yeah, him too. I am flattered and touched and grateful for your kind words. Thanks so much. It's, you know, to be in my 28th season at my alma mater, and I sat on those railroad tracks watching you, Jeff, get off the bus back in 1975 to play Sonny Collins, my first game on the tracks, and then every game from 76 through 1980, except for one. I missed the Virginia game where we lost 31-0.
That was a good one to miss.
It was a good one. Yeah, we were in Chicago at the college radio convention, right? And you know, people who are, Josh, people your age aren't going to understand. You could only get scores. You would get the scores when Jim Lampley read them at the end of the one game a week at 4:45. He would read every score in America. And then you couldn't get them again until 11 o'clock at night or the next day in your newspaper. There was nowhere to get them. And we're sitting in a bar after conferences all day on a Saturday at Loyola of Chicago is where the college radio conference was. And about eight Bulldogs. Most of us were football fans. We're sitting in a bar, and Jim Lampley's about to come on. We're like, oh, yeah, we got to see how bad Georgia beat Virginia. We got to see how bad. And it popped up on the screen, Virginia 31, Georgia nothing. And our reaction was?
That's backwards.
We laughed. We said, look at that. They got it wrong. Because we didn't have sound. They got it wrong.
Impossible.
Impossible. Yeah. Oh, well.
Oops.
Yeah.
Well, y'all are the best in the business. Y'all do an excellent job.
Scott and Eric are just, they're terrific play-by-play team. So thanks very much. And our all-stars, you guys are wonderful as well. And I'm grateful for you coming in all the weeks that you do. Tonight, brutal traffic trying to get in. The Hawks were home. The Falcons are home against the Patriots. And you guys weathered the commute. So thank you very much for that. Have a great week.
We will. You too.
Thank you very much. And well, broadcast begins at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, kickoff at noon, Georgia against Charleston Southern. Thank you. Good night. God bless you. And go Dawgs.
Go Dawgs.
You've been listening to Bulldogs Live on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Tonight's show has been brought to you in part by Piedmont Healthcare. Piedmont Healthcare, connecting you with great care every step of the way. With confidence, we move forward. With heart, we keep carrying on. Georgia United Credit Union. Georgia United Credit Union. Score your official Bulldogs debit card today at GUCU.org/GoDawgs. Georgia Farm Bureau. Always the home team. Bulldogs Live is also brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety. Drive sober so you won't get pulled over. Southeast Mortgage, the official home loan lender of the Georgia Bulldogs. And by Northside Hospital. Northside Hospital and its employees in North Georgia are proud to support your dogs. Visit northside.com. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network, powered by Learfield and JMI Sports. Thanks for listening to the Georgia Bulldogs Podcast, your only source on the web for exclusive content from the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. historic game rewinds, and original programming from the Bulldogs. Make sure you comment, subscribe, and rate this programming to continue to receive the best in Bulldogs content. Go Dogs!